Father, as we come before thy presence,
天上的父亲, 我们再次到你的面前,
we come as your children. We know that you love us.
我知道我们都知道你爱我们,
and Lord, we know that you're with us tonight.
而且你也跟我们同在,
through the precious Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵就在我们里面,
now we're going into your word.
我们再一次的要进入你的真理,
and we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们特别需要圣灵的帮助,
we need you to open each of our hearts.
我求你来帮助我们打开我们的心眼,
open our understanding.
让我们可以, 能够理解,
give us a desiring heart.
让我们的心里面有渴慕,
brush away the cares of the life of today.
这个时候就特别帮助我们卸掉我们这个, 生活中的这些思虑,
give us refreshing touch in our spirit.
让我们心灵再次的被你来复兴苏醒,
Lord, we pray for our world.
我们特别为我们四周围的这个世界来祷告,
now in the midst of war and sorrow and death,
这个当中正有战事, 而且有死亡, 有伤亡,
we pray for the Ukraine as they're being bombed and many of the Christians there that are fleeing and trying to get away from it, and we're praying for their safety and for their health.
我们特别为乌克兰那里我们的肢体们, 还有我们很难过的是有一些是没有信主的, 我们特别求你也跟他们同在。
God bless everyone here tonight.
今天晚上回到你面前, 要来我们要来学习的就求你跟我们同在。
You know each one of us very well.
每一个人都是你所深深认识的。
You know the longings of our heart.
而且你也鉴察我们心里面对你的渴慕有多少。
And Father, you know what we need.
你也知道我们的需要是什么。
So we pray tonight that you will just open it all, open our hearts, and help us to open in the sense that we want you to bring something special to our heart tonight.
所以我们特别求你打开对我们的心, 帮助我们的心可以打开可以敞开, 特别是我们心里面的, 真正需要的, 也求你自己, 来帮助。
We know, Father, we can't take it all in.
当然我们听到的, 不一定我们都能够吸收得进去。
But you know the particular thing that each one of us needs to take to our hearts.
但是你就按着个人的需要, 把我们今天晚上你要对我们说话的那个部分, 就, 分给我们每一个人,
and work into our lives.
并且让它在我们的生命中产生功效。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, now we've come to the last part of our study on the purpose-driven life.
我们这个课, 生命的蓝图, 今天是最后一课, 也是第五个, 生命的这个目标。
Remember, the first purpose was for his pleasure.
第一个是我们被造是为了使他喜悦。
And a second purpose was to learn to love others as God formed us and for his family.
第二个,因为神造人的时候就形成了这个关系,家庭关系, 所以我们要学习怎么样能够在关系上彼此相爱。
The third one was that God wanted us to grow up spiritually to be like his son.
第三个, 神要我们成长成耶稣的身量跟他的性情。
To begin to think like Jesus.
我们的想法像耶稣。
Begin to learn like he did.
我们学习也像耶稣。
Begin to act like Jesus.
我们的行为也像耶稣。
And to value like Jesus.
我们的价值观也像耶稣。
Now the fourth one, the one last week, was made us to service.
那么上一次第四个我们谈到神造我们的目的是要我们来服侍。
Serving others.
等于说要服侍人。
And we're going on to the last one.
那这是最后一个,第五个。
And this one we want to label, we call it, he's called us for a mission. He has given every one of us a ministry.
神给每一个人有要完成的使命。
Sometimes when we say ministry, we think of the preacher.
那在英文它的用语是一个事工, 那这个事工好像我们就想到, 哦,是那一些, 有职位的人在做的。
Or maybe the choir.
或许是诗班的事工,
but it's far larger than that.
但是这个事实上是一个看得见的一个, 工作, 但是他要讲的是那个很, 范围比这个更大更深的意义。
Now let's look at John 17 verses 14 through 20.
那我们要看着，我们来一起来念约翰十七章十四二十节到二十节。
I hope you have your Bibles.
那请你打开你的圣经，约翰十七章十四到二十节，这是今天的主题经节哈。
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。
This was a beautiful scripture that Jesus had spoken not too long before he was going to go to the cross.
在耶稣上十字架之前，他做了这个祷告，跟神做这个祷告。
And in these verses, he has the tremendous truth of what he has done and how he has gathered those who are going to go on and complete his work.
首先他对父神交差了，你要我做的我做了，但是接下来还没有完哈，还要怎么样把它传到他的门徒，一直到我们这些代代相传。
I want you to notice, as he's praying, and this is truly a prayer, he said, I have given them your word. He's talking to his father now.
那么耶稣对天父说呢，你要我做的就是把道给他们，那我给他们了。
So here he's stating that the word here is the word of God. The Bible is the word from God.
这个道当然就是神的话语，是从神来的。
And then he went on to say, now, Father, the world's going to hate them just like they hate me.
那耶稣也跟天父说，就像现在世人对我的这种憎恶或者仇恨哈，那一样的，他们也会恨我的门徒。
Now Jesus tells us he's not from this world, of this world.
为什么呢？因为我们不属于世界。
And he said, I'm not asking you, Father, now to take them out of the world as I'm going out, in other words, he's saying, but I want you to keep them from the evil one.
耶稣一面在告诉天父他做的，他是怎么样情况，然后也在为我们祷告。他说，我不求你叫他们离开世界，但是求你保守他们脱离凶恶，脱离恶者。
Now that 16th verse tells us that they are not of the world.
很清楚的16节说我们不属于世界。
And that means you as a Christian.
等于说你我身为一个基督徒。
Once you become his child.
当你说你要成为神的儿女之后。
Your citizenship is not truly here.
然后你的这个所谓的这个公民权哈，或者是公民归属哈，已经不是这个世界了。
Our true citizenship is in heaven.
那真正的这个国民是属于哪里？属于天国的。
So you see, he's saying on to here, as you've sent me here, Father, I'm going to send them out into the world.
等于说呢，你怎么样来用我在这个世上，怎么样差我到世上，一样的，我也要差他们。
So we see that he's saying, but Lord, not only these 12 here, or 11 by then, I think, or at least 12, 11 or 12. But he said, I not only asked of them only, but also for those who will believe me throughout the word.
那么这个祷告不是只有为在所四周围这些门徒而已，也为着那些以后听我的门徒的这个话语的那些人祷告，就等于我们之后被传的这些人，耶稣也为我们祷告。
Do you know he was praying for you and me?
所以你要知道，耶稣为你为我祷告。
He was looking beyond that generation. He was looking clear to the end and asking everyone that has given themselves to me, Lord, take care of them.
等于说，耶稣的眼光看着那很远很远以后。这些要把自己生命交托给他信他的人，为我们这些人来祷告。
So there's going to be a question we're going to be asked one day.
那有一天呢，我们会被神来问一个问题。
Not while we're here.
不是这个时候问哈，不是在世上时候问。
He's going to be asking us, "What did you do with what I gave to you?"
那他的问题是这样的：你在世上的时候，你把我给你的、托付你的，你做了什么？
You see, we at the beginning of creation, God knew us.
那我们在还没有被造或者是没有成型以前，神就认识你，认识我。
He knew our lives.
他知道我们的生命。
He knew if we would accept him.
他也知道谁会去接受他，去相信他。
God put man on this planet to make a contribution to help each other.
神造人有一个很重要的一个原则是，给我们之后，我们要去帮助人，去分享给人。
He equipped us.
而且他会来造就我们，装备我们。
When he calls us, we become his children.
我们成为他的儿女之后，
He sends us the Holy Spirit.
而且他还差遣圣灵跟我们在一起。
And at our creation, at our birth, he equipped us with some very wonderful attributes. Each one of us can do different things he's given us.
我们一生出来就的时候呢，我们就被装备了一些他要我们去用的，像工具一样。
But getting back to that question of what have you done with your life?
再回到那个问题，你这一生做了什么神要你做的吗？
There's going to be a day when Jesus is going to take us back. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ, those that are alive, we're going to be raptured.
有一天我们会被提，那个时候呢，一下子我们就被召回去了。
And we say, and it may not be too long.
看来好像也不会太久了。
But when we get to heaven, there's going to be some special things for us.
那在那里有很特殊的一些将来等着我们。
First, we're going to a marriage feast.
首先我们会参加这个婚宴。
And then when the bride of Christ, that's us.
基督就是新郎的婚宴。
His bride comes, he's going to have a tremendous feast.
然后教会他的心腹就哇，就全部都聚在一起来参加这个欢宴跟婚宴。
And then he's going to take us to a judgment seat.
之后呢，我们会面对一个审判。
And there you and I are going to be judged.
这个时候我们要面对的是一个审判，就是信者有信者的被审判。
Not for sins.
不是那个信跟不信的审判。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们已经被饶恕了。
Not whether we're going to stay in heaven or not. No.
不是说永生跟永远的灭亡的审判，不是这样子的。我们已经在永生。
But he's going to judge us on what we have done in this life.
而是我们要对他交代，到底我们在世上这些日子做的是些什么。
He's going to take our whole life.
整个生活生命。
And he's going to take it, well, I believe actually it'll probably be the part of our life when we were his children. But he's going to take that and he's going to put it in the fire.
当然，这是要从我们成为他儿女开始了，就是我们已经成为他儿女开始那天起，然后呢，所有做的他把我们放在一个就好像用火来烧。
And as we stand there, he has put our works in this fire, and we watch that fire burning.
然后要看着这个火烧完之后剩下什么。
Now, when it's finished, there's going to be something there.
那烧完了之后呢，你会发现有的留下来是什么。
There's either going to be gold or silver.
金或银。
Or it's going to be just dust.
还是说就是一些
nothing.
就好像烧完的这些灰呢。
You see, this is the judgment seat for our rewards.
那这个是我们的要面对的审判。它的之后我们是要得赏赐的。
And just as sure as we are here today, in our future, we're going to stand at that judgment seat.
那这一些完全凭据在我们今天今世在世上。我们到底有没有做成主要我们做的工？
There's going to be some there that's going to have riches untold all throughout eternity.
那有的人可能会很丰富哈，就是他留下来的很丰富。
But others will have very little to show for their Christian life.
那当然也会有一些就是会就比较少了哈，就很少。
So he's going to be asking us, "What did you do with the life I gave you?"
我把我给你的，你做了些什么？
Now, I don't know how you all would ask.
那 我不晓得
answer, I'm sorry.
我不晓得你会怎么样来回答神。
But I know how some of the Americans would answer.
那我知道美国人会怎么回答。
Well, they say, I worked hard to go through college.
有人会说，哎呦，我很努力的读书。
I got my degree.
我拿了我的这个学位。
I got a good job.
而且我有个好的工作。
I got a nice home.
我有一个很好的家
and I live pretty comfortably.
然后我过的日子也不错
But I'm afraid those answers won't satisfy the Lord.
那这些可能不会满足神的心意
You see, in Acts 20:24, this is what Paul said to his brothers and sisters in the Lord.
这个使徒行传的第二十章二十四节
我却不以性命为念也不看为宝贵只要行完我的路程成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Now Paul said this as he was traveling back to some of the places that he had been built churches.
那保罗从被选召之后呢，他就一直在很努力的在建立教会。
He was traveling back to Jerusalem.
他又回到这个
And along the way, he met some of the members of the church that would come out to see him as he was passing by.
那因为他建造了几个教会，所以当他这样来来回去，我们知道使徒行传他跑了几趟哈，然后呢，会有一些教会里面的人会来见他。
Paul was going to Jerusalem, and at Jerusalem, they were going to catch him, and then he was going to be sent to Rome, and then he was going to have his head cut off.
那他要回到耶路撒冷之后呢，有人就会要把他抓到，到带他去罗马受审的哈。那等于说他的生命是有危险的。
Now this man had given his life for the Lord.
那我们知道保罗把生命是交给神了。
He had gone through so many things.
他所遭的这个逼迫哈很多。
But listen how he felt about himself.
那他自己来表白这段话。
He said, I do not count my life of any value.
我不在意我的生命。
Nor is it precious to me.
不看为宝贝。
And we could see it wasn't because he went through many, many things that it would have been better if he could have hid or gone to other places.
我们可以看到他勇敢地面对那些逼迫啊或者是那些别人的对他的一些就是很多的这个为难哈。那么他都不在意所以表示这个不以生命为念。不看为宝贵，这个是事实的。
But the longing and the desire of Paul's heart was, if I might finish my course, and the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
为什么他不逃命，他不藏起来，而继续的这样做？因为他要行完他自己的路程。成就主耶稣所领受而来的职事。
In other words, he's saying, my life has been wasted unless I finish the assignment that the Lord has given me.
这个职事意思是仆人啊，仆职啊。那他说呢，如果我没有这样的话，那我的生命就白费了。
So you see our fifth purpose, he has made us for a mission.
等于说呢，他是有使命的。
We have a message to give to the world.
那个使命是要带出一个信息，生命的信息。
We have a unique life message. In other words, our very lives will tell it.
我们的生命会带出一个我们的信息。
You know,
就是那个他讲的恩惠的福音哈。
And when we stop to think of this, sometimes it's a bit staggering to us. It's something that we say, you mean my whole life?He's going to require certain things of me.
那是不是我们会有这种疑惑哈？说难道说我活着这些日子呢，神有一些要求吗
？Yes, we're going to see that He is going to desire certain things from each of us.
当然，他对我们每一个人是有期待的。
Proverbs 19:21 says,
就像箴言十九章二十一节。
Many are the plans in the mind of a man.
人心多有计谋。
But it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
唯有耶和华的筹算才能立地。
So what you see, God wants us to follow his plan, not our plan.
等于说呢， 不管我们怎么想，神要我们跟着他的计划走。
You know, sometimes there's this desire that we just want to be happy.
有时候我们有自己的想法，我想快乐一点，开心一点。
We would like life to go easy for us.
我希望我的生活舒适容易一点。
We'd like to have a good life.
所谓的我有很美好的生活。
So we see then, what is our mission? Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:15.
那我们看一下哥林多后书的第五章十五节啊。
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
So you see, he died for us that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for the gospel's sake.
基督徒的生命是有一个很特殊的一种使命的。什么使命呢？因为我们的命是由耶稣把我们赎回来的。
You know,
我们说他已经死，那这里说呢，我们就不能再为自己活。
In Psalms it tells us, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
那圣经也告诉我们说，来尝主恩啊，就知道他的美善。
So he's asking us to have a clear vision.
所以呢，等于说呢，我们要有一个很清楚的这个。
Open our eyes to the goodness of God.
我们的眼光啊，就从神的眼光来看，到底我们一生的美善的生活是什么。
May it be that taste of sweetness in us.
我们的这个生命是不是有这个甘甜的这样的味道出来呢？
So let us look at a little bit of the ministry that he wants us to be in.
我们再继续的看到底他期待我们做什么。
As we know that Jesus loved us enough to die for us.
那耶稣为什么为我们死？因为他很爱我们。
He sought after us through the precious Holy Spirit.
然后呢，还差遣圣灵来帮助我们，跟我们在一起。
He sought us out to bring us to Him.
那他让着借着圣灵来帮助我们能够转回来向神，然后归属于他。
Each one of us, it was very different how He sought us out.
当他看着我们的时候，他对每一个人的一个计划的时候，事实上是完全都不一样的，都很个别化的。
How you first heard the gospel.
首先你听到福音。
Those who first brought it to you.
那我们每一个人都有我们自己经历得到福音的这个过程都不一样。哈，然后他说刚刚开始回想一下，有人来把福音传给你。
And he spoke to our hearts.
那个对你的心里面有一个感动。
And he changed us and made us into a different person.
以至于呢，因为圣灵的作工呢，我们就更新了，我们就改变了。
What he is wanting us to do?
那他要我们做什么呢？
Is to give our life to him.
意思是说，现在你不是在为自己活了，你的生命交给我。
For a Christian to waste their life is foolishness.
那如果我们糊涂的过日的话，对一个神的儿女来讲，实在是不值得的哈。
I want to tell you at 85 that my life has gone by pretty fast.
我要告诉你，这85年我可是过得很快的。
You might say, oh, that's a long time, Sister Swartz.
对你来讲会觉得，哦，85可能很久。
But when I look back now, it just seems like a fleeting thing. Just one thing after another.
但是好像我在一回顾这85年的日子哈，算一算，就好像这样子如飞而去，像摩西讲的。
I know I don't have much longer here.
我也知道我不会再多久了。
But when I look beyond here and see eternity,
但是我穿越这个还没有多久之后的永生，
I see a never-ending time.
那里的话是永无限的了哈，不会结束的了。
A forever and forever life.
永远的了。
This 85 years I've lived, and what I've done for God. I'm so thankful that he saved me and I've been able to be a little blessing for him. But you know, 85 years is nothing compared to all of eternity.
他的意思是告诉我们说哈，你在这八十，就是你人生不管多久哈，你会觉得好像好长哦，好，很多时候我们会觉得好像有些好像要很有耐性的去过哈。但是呢，你把这不管是几年的年日比起那永恒，就是用现在来换取永恒的话， 太值得了，他一直是这样的。
It's a very smart person can say, hey, wait a minute, this little short time here for all eternity?
如果你去比较的话，现在这个短暂的这个保罗讲过，那至短暂的这个这段要跟永远的来比。
So if we can begin to think in that realm, I just have a little while here.
所以呢，你一比的话，就说哦，现在是暂时的，而且是很极短的。
Sometimes we get so discouraged.
有时候我们很沮丧。
Sometimes we even feel like giving up.
有时候呢，几乎呢要放弃了。
Sometimes we feel that life it just isn't, you know, it's just not fair to us.
在这个短暂的日子里面，我们有很多自己心里面不平的地方，有很多我们的沮丧，很多我们的问题。
There may be things that you're facing that may seem so hard.
然后也觉得很难的地方。
But we have to realize this is a very short space.
提醒你自己，提醒我自己，这只是一个很短暂的这样的一个阶段。
Compared to all of eternity.
跟着永恒来比，这个实在是太小太小了，太少了。
Now, I want us to see that when we take on Christ, we become a servant.
当我们说我们要跟主耶稣的时候，我们是以一个仆人的位置来跟他的。
Let's look at Ephesians 6:6.
我们看以弗所书第六章第六节。
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Now here he calls us a bond servant of Christ.
那这是一个跟主在一起的一种仆人的啊，这样的一个服事。
And we recognize when we take on Christ.We are now taking on what Christ did. He did his Father's will.
那当我们说我们要来服侍耶稣基督，我们是他仆人的时候，等于说他对父亲所服侍的，我们也要照他的样子来服侍。
So what it is that you and I are doing, we are doing God's will.
如果耶稣基督是在遵行父神的旨意，完成神的使命，那我们就等于也是在遵行父神的旨意，完成他给我们的使命。
The Creator God
是那一位创造者给我们的。
The All-Powerful God
全能的神
has asked you and I to do some things for Him.
他期待你跟我来完成这些他要我们完成的。
So He's called us a servant.
所以呢，我们就以一个仆人的这样的一个位置自居。
Not just a servant. He called us a bond servant.
那个有点像是已经属于他的了，就是好像紧紧的。
I'm afraid that maybe we've read this and don't quite understand what it is.
We don't have a bond servant, just servant.
Well,
it's okay. You explain. We will know.
Actually, it seems like in the original, it's talking about a bond servant.
有点像我们说那个爱的仆人了，就好像说我就属于他的了，就是很忠诚的那种仆人，
穿了耳朵的那个仆人。
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Now, a bond servant was one who was normally a servant, probably because maybe they had been owed debts and they had to pay off those debts.
好，仆这个所谓的爱的奴仆是什么呢？跟可能换成奴仆比较好。对，那么他是本来是有欠主人的。
So they would work for the one that would give them.The money they needed, or whatever they need to pay off these large debts.
所以等于说，他需要为他的所欠的当一个奴仆来还这个钱。
Sometimes they had to work years for that.
有时候要还很久，要做很久。
But finally, he comes to the place he's paid it off.
终于有一天呢，好不容易把它还完了。
Now it means that he can be free.
那他应该就可以自由了。
He can leave.
他应该可以离开了。
But the thing about a bond servant is that while he was under the servanthood of the master, if he got married, he had to leave his family right there.
那这样的一个仆人呢，是这样的，这种奴仆呢，即使他已经在这个家里面服侍完了，他应该要欠的都还完了。但是如果他有在那边有娶妻生子的话，那么他可以走，但是因为他在他的主人家所生的一切都是属于主人的。
And he found that working under that master really wasn't so hard. The master was kind.
然后这个本来是要自由的这个奴仆呢， 他觉得说，哎呀，在我这个主人家来服侍他，其实也是很好的一件事情。
The master was good to him.
他对我很好，很恩慈。
And he made a decision.
所以他就做了一个决定。
And he would go to the master.
他就跟主人说。
And he would say, Master, I don't want to be free.
他说，主人啊，我不想走，我
不想自由。I want to be your bond servant.
我要成为你的爱的，就是说。我就归属于你的这个奴仆了。
And the master would say, no doubt, good.
那当然主人很高兴。
So that servant, from what I understand, would then have to have something put through his ear lobe.
Yeah, yeah. 他们需要在这个耳垂上哈，对着那个门的地方呢，把它要好像穿着洞一样。
And it meant,
它是有记号的。
That he was a happy servant.
所以他事实上正代表是一个爱，
Anyone would see him would know that he loves his master.
因为他所归属的是一个他所爱的主人。
The situation,
整个情况对他来讲是一个反而是很乐观的。
Now, didn't mean he got a raise. Didn't mean that he was lifted up. It just meant he wanted to stay there with his master and family.
但是他甘心情愿的就留做一个奴仆，等于说不自由哈，不是自由身的。可是他乐于。做这个不自由的这个奴仆，可是是跟主人是彼此是有爱的关系的奴仆。
And he knew he was the property, and everybody knew he was the property of his master.
在那个时候哈啊，讲到这个奴仆的时候呢，就是属于主人的，就是奴仆本身是属于主人的财产。
And we see that Paul was so happy because he was a bond servant of Christ, doing the will of God.From his heart.
所以保罗也以此来自这样的认为怎么样刘磊
他有一个翻译季红说家奴或者家仆也很好家奴属于主人的
家奴
或者家仆、
啊、OK 好都可以帮助我们理解哈那圣经里面是用奴仆 yeah, 奴隶对好非常好、嗯、
Another place it talks about is 1 Corinthians 7:22、
哥林多7:22
好我来读哥林多前书7:22因为做奴仆蒙召于主的就是主所释放的人做自由之人蒙召的就是基督的奴仆哥林多前书7:22
Now Paul was explaining here he said for he who is called in the Lord as a bond servantIs a free man of the Lord.
他是自由身，他本身是自在主的面是自由的。可是呢，他却是属于耶稣基督的。就像我们刚才讲说这个爱的奴仆哈，就是这个是旧约的一个观念的表达，叫做爱的奴仆。
That's a happy servant.
那是绝对是一个喜乐的奴仆。
That when his joy is joyful in the service of his master.
这种喜乐是因着他有这样的一个主人喜乐。
So we see, when we speak of the servant of the Lord, we don't feel this is like putting us down.
那当如果你把这个观念放在我们跟主的关系的时候，你会觉得他是把你踩在地下吗？
God forbid.
不会吧。
Because the angels were called servants of God, and we know that the angels, when we think of the angels, it's so great, they're so great, and yet they call themselves servants of God.
那这个概念我们想一想哈，这个我们知道说天使是被神造来做服役的，再来服务的。那么当我们想到天使的时候，我们还有一种感觉，他们比我们还高一点，对不对？所以难道说我们是主耶稣的爱的奴仆会比较低吗？
And they were joyful in their service.
那这个天使服侍神是很喜乐的。
They even chose this life.
那chose this life?
Yes, they chose to be the servant of God.
Okay, yeah, 他们是被拣选的。
Because one day Satan tried to get them away from God.
那我们知道哈，以前呢，这个撒旦呢，他曾经选择要离开神。
He got a third of them away from God.
所以三分之一的被造的天使都离开了，都叛离了。
But two-thirds of them were happy in the service of God.
三分之二，他们很高兴的继续的服侍神。
Paul, James, Peter, Jude, and John all called themselves servants of Jesus.
不管是保罗、犹大啦、雅各啦，这些使徒们呢，这些早期的这些前人呢，他们都很 很喜乐的说，说我是主的仆人。
And we know that Paul, we've seen that Paul said, I don't count my life of any value.
我的生命没有任何的价值。
What is precious to me?
对我宝贵的是什么呢？
Is that I can run my race. I can keep to the course for Jesus Christ.
对我最宝贵的是我可以为主基督的缘故来完成我这一辈子应该完成的使命。
Such a privilege to be a child of God.
这是一个权益，这是一个成为神的儿女之后有可以做这种服侍主的这样的工作是一个权益。
Such a privilege to be a servant of Jesus.
成为耶稣的仆人是一个荣幸。
You see, a servant many times was purchased.
那你知道以前在讲的这个奴仆是要用钱去买的。
They were all, many times they would stand they would be in a large group and men would come and choose.And they would buy them.
他们要被带到这个奴隶市场，然后给人家去挑，被主人挑到了就要付钱。
So you see, a servant is purchased.
所以基本上我们这个观念，这个奴仆的时候是一个被买的。
And you and I were purchased by the blood of Jesus.
我们也是一样，是被用主耶稣的宝血买赎回来的。
That washed away our sins.
所以我们就可以所有的。罪被赦免还有被遮盖
That put the spirit of God within us.
然后呢我们开始有新的生命
What a privilege.
这不是荣幸吗不是一个权益吗
And then we see that a servant then becomes the property of another.
他是属于主人的
We belong to God.
我们归属于主人
There is nothing between us and him.
我们跟神之间是没有任何的隔阂
He is our Father.
他是我们的父亲。
Jesus loves us.
耶稣那么的爱我们。
The Holy Spirit guides us.
圣灵就这样的每一天呢一直在
What a privilege.
带领我们。
What a privilege to be a servant.
不是权益跟荣幸吗
?You see, a servant doesn't mistrust the master.
那么身为一个仆役的时候呢我们不会去怀疑质疑我们的主人。
He doesn't accuse his master.
他不会去批评或者是控告他的主人。
Actually, a servant, the word of his master is his law.
那基本上主人是这个奴仆的 法律或者是律法等于说呢主人讲的话就是变成这个仆人一定要遵守的。
If his master said it, he did it.
所以他说什么他就要做什么。
A servant does not question his master.
所以他不会质疑他的主人。
When his master gives him an order, he obeys.
只要主人一下命令一下他就赶快去把它做好顺服他。
And Paul found joy in obeying his master.
保罗是那个呈现出当我顺服的时候就有更多的喜乐的人。
Don't look at it as drudgery. Don't look at it as something that I have to do.
不要把它当作是一种被迫的。
As servants of God, we rejoice that we can obey Him.
好像不做不行，是被逼的，不是这样子的。保罗是很喜乐的来服侍神，是因为我们的神看得起我们，那收纳我们为儿女，然后呢，我们有这样的一个责任要去把它完成。
You know, a servant does not choose the nice, showy jobs. No.
仆人是不能选工作的哈、
Whatever、
我想选这个
comes his way,
那不管什么工作来要我做
It's so we the same thing
那我们就一样
We don't choose our path
我们不挑我们的工作
Sometimes it's not easy
那当然有时候不容易的
Sometimes we go through some trials that are hard
特别是当我们回想到我们过去的那一段有时候试炼也好难处也好
And sickness is
灾祸也好生病也好那一段我们会觉得说不太想接受
But we are guided through his spirit.
但是我们不要忘记圣灵是跟我们同在而且他容许带着我们走过那些所以这些话我们不能去好像抱怨说哎呀怎么让我过成这样子呢
A servant is humble.
一个仆人是圣经说以谦卑束腰哈那是个仆人的姿态
They don't go around showing off.
他不会到处去让人家感觉他
try to show that they're better.
好像去展现他的才能啦。
No, they're humble.
他们是很谦卑的。
The Bible tells us about the servant that works in the field.
那圣经提到说有一个仆人呢他在他的这个禾场上面工作。
And when he comes back,
他回家的时候，回到做完了回家，
he doesn't think he's going to sit down and be served by the master.
他啊、一样，仆人就是仆人，他回来要吃饭，对不对？可他绝对不会想说我要去跟主人一起吃饭。
He may be tired, but he knows he has to serve the master.
他呢也不会说啊、因为我很累了，所以呢我现在回来，我这段工作我就不用做了。他还是继续的要去服侍他的主人吃饭。
So we understand that a servant is humble. A servant loves a kind, loving, and thoughtful master.
成为耶稣的仆人的时候，我们会爱这一位对我们很有恩慈的主人。
It's very hard for a servant that works after one that beats them with the rod, curses them, makes them do all manner of terrible things.
相反的，我们绝对不喜欢去服侍一个主人很严厉、很苛刻，有时候会处罚他的仆人的这样的一个主人。
But when they have a loving, kind servant,
但是我们有一个爱我们很恩慈的主人
，they're willing to do for him.
我们就很甘心的愿意为他做任何他要我们做的。
Abraham had a servant like that.
那亚伯拉罕有一个仆人像这样的老仆人。
And that servant was more than willing to do what his master said.
那不管什么事情他总是、一定忠心的去做。
He wanted to be very careful. He did it just like Abraham said.
而且呢他要做的完全就像他主人、的心意要做的一样。
Because I believe he loved Abraham.
你可以从那里看到他多么的尊重而且爱他的主人。
Actually, a servant doesn't.
讨他的喜悦就对了。
Actually, a servant doesn't.Work for rewards.
一个仆人呢不会为了报酬做，就是我的报酬多一点或者报酬少一点，不会因为这样子而、做的态度就不一样，不是酬报。
Serving him is his duty.
那因为这是责任。
He doesn't expect to get up in the morning and think, what am my master going to give me today?
那不会一起来就说，哎，今天、主人会报酬我酬报我什么呢？
Is he going to answer all my requests that I want?
我想要什么他会给我吗
No, they don't expect that.
不是这样的不会有这种期待的。
They get up to do their duty.
那他们一起来就认为说我这个都是我该做的。
But when reward comes from his master, oh, how happy he is.
但是主人是会给赏赐的那那个时候、这个我们没有期待之外主人给我们的赏赐那才是让我们觉得很兴奋的。
And we notice that the bondservantwho gave himself back to the master, loved and complete dedication was his life.
这样的一个爱的奴仆呢他呢是就是很忠诚的委身在这个主人的身上。
So you see, we are bond servants to Jesus, to our Father.
今天他在用这个词哈不管是我们说家仆家仆可能 还没有比较没有就是我们是一个爱的奴仆的时候我们是属于基督的。
He's done so much for us.
那因为他给我们的太多
了。That we're willingly giving ourselves over fully to him.
那我们当然用尽我们一切来给他都还不够。
You see, God has given us a mission and a message for the world.
他会借着他希望每一个他的儿女呢会把一个我们托给我们的一个使命或者是我们的一个、信息借着我们把它传扬出去。
Proverbs 19:21 tells us, many are the plans in the mind of a man.
刚才我们讲过哈人可以筹算很多想法。
But it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
但是只有耶和华才能够立定。
It's God's purpose, what he wants.
这个是神要我们做的。
You see, our message, the first part of our, what shall I say, our ministry is the message that we give out.
所以我们回到我们说我们有一个使命这个使命呢就是要把神要我们带出去的信息可以传出去。
I don't mean you're preaching.
我不是说你一定要讲道。
I don't mean you're singing.
我不是说你一定要唱歌。
I don't mean your understanding and your wise ways.
我不是说你一定要很聪明的来明白神的话。
I'm saying that you and I, our first purpose is to live out
等于说你要活出
the beauty of Jesus
那个耶稣他的这个荣美
in our lives
甜美
That's what he looks for.
你要活出来，彰显到耶稣的甜美。
God wants our devotion. He wants our love.
他希望我们能够忠诚于他，
忠诚
于他，爱他。
To be like Jesus.
他当然要我们更像耶稣。
Because you see, all the other things many times are works that we do for him.
那很多时候我们说我为主做的工。
Now we've already learned that our works.Will be judged when we get to heaven.
那些工，我们知道我们会得赏赐，而且要经过火烧来看我们的赏赐。
But how we can radiate the Spirit of Christ in our lives?
如果我们心里面被塑造成耶稣基督的性情
，How people can see Jesus through us?
如果别人借着我们看到耶稣是谁
？Oh, honey, children, that is the greatest part of our ministry.
这个是我认为是我们最重要、最大的一个。
What does he say? The greatest thing is to love one another.
神不是说他要我们彼此相爱吗
？The greatest thing is reaching out and touching each other.
他不是说要给我们使命。要去为他能够去伸展出去能够去为他能够去接触别人吗
That's our first message.
这是我们的第一个就是我们关心我们的四周围的人这是我们的一个信息。
You'll be surprised how people will accept your message when they accept Jesus they see in your life.
这种信息刚才他说不是用讲的不是用解释的哈他是由你的生命的表现送出去的时候你可以想象说很多人会为他所动
Now our ministry may vary Our message is through us But our ministry may vary In other words
Finish.
We have many different ministries Different
yeah,
ones、
oh, okay,
have different ministries
okay, 那我们的这个、所谓的我们如果用事工来讲的话或者是我们做的工来讲的话或许有多种的多样性。
Now, my ministry may be that I'm a businessman.
比如说如果我是一个、做生意的人。
Maybe I'm a teacher.
那或许我是个老师。
Or maybe a housewife.
还是我是一个家庭主妇。
Or maybe a laborer.
或者是我是一个在做工的人。
Or maybe a writer.
或者是我是一个写作的人。
Or maybe a plumber.
或许我就在做水管的
or maybe,
还是工程的。
Or maybe a pastor.
或许我是一个传道人。
Or maybe a...assistant pastor.
那或许我是在这个一样的，就是在助理传道的。
You name it.
那你当然有个名分，但刚才讲的都是一个专业跟名分。
Now you say citrus works; those are our occupations.
那这个不是职业吗
？That's how the world thinks of them.
这个是世界的想法。
But you and I, right there, whatever we are, is our place of ministry.
那不管哪一个专职，在那个位置上面。是你在表达耶稣的生命，那个就是我们的使命。
Now our jobs are important because we must show the very best ability as we do our jobs.
做工作是我们要去付上这个功夫来好好的做好这个事情，是事情本身。
But while we're doing our jobs, our life is telling for us, but we have opportunities.To talk about Jesus.
但是刚才提过了哈，他说基本上我们使命是在接触人，所以不管什么岗位，做好的事情是应该的。但是从这个做这个事情的这个角度，能够接触到人，而且把福音传出去，这个就是我们的使命。
I've heard of businessmen and men in different jobs that as they work and they live and they talk and people know that they're a child of God. Many times when those people and their job gets in trouble, they come and want to talk to them.
我听过有些肢体弟兄姐妹这样谈过哈，就说他们在自己的工作岗位上面，那他们都会很公开的说，我就是基督徒。但是当这些四周围的这些同事们有问题的时候，很明显的，他们很信任这个信耶稣的人。
Ones that a preacher doesn't know.
有时候呢，他们不会去找牧师。
But they know you and they.Trust you and they recognize there's just something different and you're able to bring Jesus into their lives.
只因为他们跟你有这个工作关系认识你然后知道你是一信耶稣的然后他也看到你的身上的这个表现的哈这样的一个生命他们就信任你愿意来跟你谈来找你。
And our ministry is to make disciples.
那我们基本上我们有一个很重要的使命是要能够再建造门徒，就是门徒再生门徒。
Now it's good when we have disciple classes.
那当然我们有这种门徒班当然很好。
But you know, many times we disciple one another.
那这个门徒班是一种学习的方式。可是呢这个就是刚刚讲那个所谓的专职了哈。但是呢现在呢当你这个人的生命去影响另外一个人的生命让那个人学你这个就他在讲的那种建造门徒。
And we build each other up in the Lord.
那我们因为我们有的传给对方影响到他是为主的缘故这个就是门徒造就。
When a younger man comes and finds Jesus, and you and he are a good friend, and you can disciple that young man day by day, when people, others wouldn't be able to really do it.
等于说呢你认识的人呢那个人本身跟你很靠近然后从你身上所表现出来的处理事情的方式还有你的态度还有你的这些各方面他都看得清清楚楚无形中他也跟你在学怎么样面对生活的时候那这个就是在建造门徒。
You see, our ministry is to the lost.
我们是要对失丧的灵魂要有负担的。
Our ministry is to comfort the widows and the orphans.
我圣经也告诉我们我们要去照顾要去安慰这些寡妇孤儿。
Our ministry is to love our neighbors.
要爱我们的邻居。
Our ministry is to love and do good to those who don't always do good to us.
我们有责任要去爱那些对我们不好的或者是我们的仇敌。
Those that hurt you, but Jesus said pray for them.
这个是基督徒的耶稣的吩咐我们要去为那敌对我们的祷告为他们祝福。
Those that might despitefully use us.
有些呢是来利用我们的伤害我们的。
Our ministry is to love them and to pray for them.
我们跟他接触的一个很重要的使命就是要去爱他为他们祷告
our ministry also is to warn of them of the coming judgment
我们还有一个很重要的使命要让四周的人知道我们会面对审判
and our ministry is to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those that we touch
那我们要成为耶稣的手去做耶稣的脚去到那他要去的地方来服侍他
And as I said, the rewards are eternal.
记得这些赏赐是永恒的。
You see, one day,
有一天
we are going to go from servant,
我们要从一个这个仆人的角色
to sons of God.
然后我们就要去站在神儿女的这个位置上面。
And then we're going to rule with Jesus forever.
甚至我们要跟我们的主人一起掌权到永远。
I hope you get something out of this.
希望今天晚上的课让我们能够
these lessons
得着
The Lord loves us.
主太爱我们
He wants to help us in all areas.
在我们各个层面他要帮助我们
But you and I must recognize what our responsibilities are.
首先我们要明白他的期待是什么
We are a witness to this world in every way.
那我们在各个层面各个角度各个岗位我们是一个见证人
And many times the first place to be a witness is in our home
那我们第一个见证的这个工厂呢就是我们的家
Which is not always easy to
do 但是不容易对不对
Our children we recognize that many times they exasperate us
那有时候呢我们会很无力感对特别是对面对我们的孩子们
But we learn how to, even though they do, in love, we let them always know we love them.
那但是呢我们就要从我们来表现说呢什么叫做爱啊我们就是对给他们的爱就像主爱我们一样。
Now, I'm not a mother.
我不是生过孩子的母亲。
But I have mothered many children. I mean, I've reached many children because as a teacher, as a principal,I worked a lot with them.
我曾经当过老师，我也当过校长，所以呢，我有很多一个属于这种学习彼此学习关系的这些孩子们。
When I was in the West Indies, I would have to spank them.
那有时候呢，我在我的这个宣教工厂那里当校长的时候呢，我要做那个就是那个训导主任，要去教他们，还要去凶他们。
As a principal, that was my job.
那因为我是校长在那里我需要做这种 工作。
But every time I tried after I disciplined them,
当我在去鞭策他们的时候，
I would draw them close.
我会把他们抱过来，拉过来，
and tell them I love them.
然后告诉他们说我很爱你。
You see, we have to have that spirit.
我们要有这种气质，这种特性。
Sometimes as husbands and wives, we have problems.
有时候是夫妻的问题。
But remember always that we are a child of God.
不管你是什么角色，记得你有代表神儿女的一个位置。
We don't always do what's right.
当然，我们不会都做得很好。
I know I didn't. I often had to ask the Lord to forgive me.
我也没有常常，有时候我也会有闪失哈，所以呢，我就常常跟主说：“主啊，你原谅我。”
And to tell you the truth, I had to ask other people to forgive me.
不但求主原谅，还要去跟人家道歉。
And it wasn't easy.
这个是不容易的。
But I recognized, and in my weaknesses, my failures.As I would just ask forgiveness, I believe these are the kind of things that knits the hearts of people together.
但是呢，我们会从这种可以再次的机会跟主认错，然后再次的学习更新这个呢，我们用这些甚至会成为很好的一个经历，然后跟人会越来可以越能够和谐。
I might be able to say to them, you know, I really believe this, but the attitude I had wasn't right.
或许我的问题不是在于说我去做什么错事，而是说呢，我要跟他们讲的是真正的真理，是道理。那但是问题，我的态度有没有在表达耶稣呢？
The wonderful thing I like about asking for forgiveness.
那你知道吗？我会去请求原谅的是什么？
Was afterwards.When I felt the lifting and the clearness in my heart.
当我意识到我应该去道歉的时候，
no, I didn't.
之后我会觉得说我的良心就干净了，就没事了。
No, I didn't like to ask the forgiveness. It was hard.
我不是说我很喜欢去道歉。
But oh, the joy in my heart when I know that God was pleased with me.
但是呢，我知道当我的心里面是坦然的，他的意思是说哈，我这样的话，我跟神之间就没有任何阻隔了哈。那当我跟神间是坦然的时候呢，是很清楚的时候呢，他说这是我最大的喜乐。
I hope God has helped you over
让神喜悦我是最大的喜乐。我希望这个五个目标能够帮助我们。
I trust that you got something out of each one.
那我相信大家会在某一个点上面特别有学习。
And it's been my privilege to be able to present them to you.
我真的是感觉到心里面很荣幸，也很高兴。可以跟你们表达
这些。I really can't tell you how happy I am to be able to minister with you all again.
能够传达给你们这一些我心里面想传达的，我要告诉你，你不晓得我有多喜乐，多高兴。
And one of these days,
有一天
we're going to be absent from the body.
我们会离开我们这个帐篷，这个肉体然后我们就去跟主在一起了。
Father,
天父，
we're so grateful.
我们真是很感恩。
For the word of God.
因为你的话语
for the plan of God,
我们为你的话语感恩，我们为你的计划感恩
for the power of God that he can give us,
我们为你可以装备提供给我们
的能力感恩 the blessed Holy Spirit that goes with us,
我们为圣灵陪着我们感恩
for the love he gives us for one another,
我们为着你给我们的爱可以爱别人来感恩
making us into the family of God,
我们谢谢你让我们成为神家的人
God bless everyone,
求你赐福每一位在这里的每一位
May you give them strength and grace to go on,
特别求你赐给我们这个能力还有这个力量还有恩惠给我们让我们继续的向前走
and the determination in their heart no matter what I have to do
那我们立定我们的心智
I'm going to make it
我们一定可以完成我们的使命
I'm going to make it
我们一定可以
one day I'm going to hear
我们的行程
one day I'll hear well done my good and faithful
好让我们听见你说的良善的仆人
Praise God. God bless us, each one, Lord.
求你赐福在这里的每一位。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 好，有没有什么问题？好，我们稍微可以，如果有需要问的话，哈，我们现在问一下。
我觉得今天听的这个讲到就是正好是我生命当中现在的一个见证啊，就是我最近今年过了春节，然后儿子让我去公司去帮他，当时我就在想，我说我还去公司当老板吗？我就在家里祷告，就是今天妈咪你讲的，就说我神在圣灵在我的心里告诉我，当你再一次回到的时候，你要就是完成神在你身上的使命。我就想到神允许我回公司，就是要把福音去传给他们。然后就是大概上班了有十几天的时间里边，神就预备了两三个员工到我的面前来问到这个就他们的问题，然后我就把我生命的这个福音的见证分享给他们了。所以我就觉得今天讲的这个使命哈，就是在生活当中一个是家庭，一个是无论是在家庭无论是在这个公司里边哈，就是在你的这个岗位上，神都托付的我们有使命，就是我们要有一颗警醒的心来听神的呼召。
If I'm understanding right, boss, if there are times that your son needs help,
小红，你的儿子所需要的帮助，
that means he's calling for help.
那他就是在呼救。
And if it is, and it's something you can help him with, at that period of time, help him with it.
那对儿子的话，当然就是我们很乐意的会援助他，没有错。
I'm not saying go back to work or whatever you're talking about, but when anybody calls out to us, we need to help them and do it in a manner that we let them know that we're happy to help them.
好，我应用到今天的课来哈，不是去替他做，但是我们有一个乐意的心去明白了解，然后呢，我们会尽力的给他一些援助，这是他的意思。
哦，好的。
但是你现在你发现你去做的使命已经那个层次已经在以前的上面了，对不对？是不是
now, boss, I don't understand always the situation you're talking about.
你的情况我们都不能理解，实际理解。
So I really can't give you a conclusive answer. Well, actually, boss, maybe that is your ministry.
他说这个才是你真正的使命。
But I was really thinking about if he came to you with a certain problem, that you could give him an answer to his problem. That's what I was thinking.
但是刚才妈咪的意思是说呢，在这个很平常的心，这种母子之间，然后也是你以前熟悉的，当然你会很乐意那个态度，不是拒绝，而是很乐意的去给一些你的不管是怎么样的援助，都是很合理的啦。
I wasn't thinking about you going back to work, but if there's ever a time he needs him to explain, you to explain something, some way you can help him with whatever that particular problem is.But the rest, of course, is his job.
他在跟你解释说呢，我不是要你走回头路，说去做以前的工作哈。但是呢，不管怎么样，你们是母子哈，而且呢是有相关的，所以呢，不是这样两边切开的。那有时候得借着这个来传达你的这个福音的特性，对不对
？But now your ministry is working for the Lord.
呀，现在你是不是为主做，主是你的老板。
是，
你刚才没有问什么问题嘛？对，你在表达而已嘛，对不对？
是，没有问，我就说今天我的生命，是这个段的信息是一样的。
Okay, this stage now her life, just like you say, your class, yeah. 所以你这个五个目的哈都赶上来了。
感谢主
，是的。
I want to say to you all.That I went through many stages in my life.
我要跟每一位讲哈，我的生命的过程各种阶段。
God had to deal with me on this.
有时候是这个阶段，神要来处理。
And I had to overcome some things.
我也要胜过一些。
Be obedient to Him.
顺服，更顺服。
And then I would go to another stage.
然后我要另外一个阶段。
And He would help me through that stage.
一样的，他陪着我，帮助我。
We are constantly growing into the likeness of Christ.
只要我们还在世上，我们继续的在长成基督的身量。
Some stages are not as easy as others.
有些阶段是比较难的。
So just hold on.
所以呢，就是不能灰心，不能放弃。
Just keep on working for him and loving him.
继续的。
Loving our fellow man.
把心献上，说我要继续的爱你。
And don't carry the cares of the world on your shoulders.
尽量啊，把你的这个肩上或心里面的这个世上的残累哈，重担就放下来。
God bless you, boss.
感谢主。当我们听到有我们的弟兄姐妹在见证或者在服事的时候，我们就彼此纪念哈，彼此来代祷。嗯哼，让我们知道我们不是孤单的。感谢主。